I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, okay? All right.
Let's go. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: I didn't feel respected or protected that day. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am a 28-year-old women's lightweight MMA fighter, and I've been fighting for the past 13 years. I've had the same coach since I started, and he's been a great role model in my life. His motto is, ladies should be respected and protected at all times. He has a 20-year-old son that works as a trainer for the female fighters, and he travels with us. Over the holidays, me and two other fighters had a match out of town, and coach's son went with us. After the fight, we all went to a bar to celebrate, and coach's son came with us. I bought a few beers for him because coach was not around. He got tipsy and started flirting with me. I was drinking whiskey and feeling real good. So I flirted back. He went back to my hotel room with me and we made love. It was the best sex I had ever had. We're dating now, and I'm tired of hiding it from Coach. I decided to go see Coach and tell him that his son and I are dating. It didn't go well. He was furious and told me to stay away from his son. So I asked Coach if I could fight him for his son. I was surprised that he agreed to fight me, a woman.
What?
He is 62 years old and he had a stroke in 2018, so I did not want to hurt him. Well, 2 seconds into the fight, he slammed me to the floor so hard that I passed out and urinated on myself.
It sounded like you won.
When I came to, he called me a fool and told me to get out. I guess Coach no longer thinks women should be respected and protected. I am thinking about pressing charges because he could have really hurt me. I know the rules of the game. I lost the fight, so I have to leave his son alone. But I can't. I really like him. Should I go back in and try to reason with Coach or just forget about his son?
Double
man.
What?
Shirley, I can't wait to hear what you finna say.
Crazy.
Because this ain't up your alley at all. This ass-whooping violence.
Yeah, violence.
You don't do none of this shit. You ought to just defer this right to me. But go ahead, though. Let me watch this here.
Can't believe, first of all, that you would fight a man over a man. I can't believe that.
I can't believe that.
And while I'm not surprised that this man won, he is your coach after all, I'm not surprised he won. I am surprised that he didn't respect or protect you like his motto says that day. This whole thing is crazy. The fact that he agreed to fight you, because you're dating his son, I mean, is there a rule that you can't date his son? Is that stated in the bylaws or something? You know, you thought you would hurt him because he had a stroke a couple of years ago, but he slammed you to the ground 2 seconds into the fight with no remorse, anything. And then he called you a fool and told you to get out. What kind of man does this to a woman, takes a fight with a woman? I mean, you're grown. His son is grown. You guys should be able to date whoever you want to date. I mean, how is this hurting anything? But yeah, this is crazy. You lost the fight, so you think you have to leave his son alone, but you can't because you really like him. So it sounds like either you leave his son alone and you continue to fight, and be coached by this same coach who slammed you to the ground, or you let this young man go and you know, sign up with another organization where you can fight. I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, I just think the coach was just wrong on so many levels to do that to you. And you should have never agreed to it. You just should have never agreed to it.
Okay, Steve. Now, Shirley, I agree with Shirley's answer. And I would like to submit Shirley's answer as the official answer for the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank
you,
Steve.
If you all would not mind, I would like to submit Shirley's direct response was so spot on. It says a lot of things that I feel, and it had a lot of my values in it. Make Shirley's response our response to this strawberry letter.
It'll be on
with
the podcast.
With that said, if I wasn't on this show,
I
did not have the values that I have and was not raised in a Christian family household, here's how I'd answer this letter. First of all, you're 28 and you're a lightweight MMA fighter. When women are lightweight, their ass really is lightweight. You've been fighting for 13 years. You've had the same coach. His motto is ladies should be respected and protected at all times. Now, he got this 20-year-old boy that worked as a trainer. Y'all got to traveling one night. Y'all went out and you got some drinks. You bought his son some beer money, but you had whiskey right here. This is where it's all turning. The boy had beer. Your little ass, lightweight, had whiskey. Whiskey running all through you. He got tipsy, started flirting with me. You was drinking whiskey, felt real good, flirted back. Went back to the hotel room. Me and him made love. It was the best sex I've ever had. Well, that's because you a damn fighter.
What does that mean?
She been whipping folk ass. You know, people that whip ass don't really make good lovers. I'm just going to explain that to you because it's too damn rough.
Yeah.
I'll be back to explain this all to you.
Yeah, all right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, I didn't feel respected or protected that day. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap the strawberry letter for today's subject. I didn't feel respected or protected that day.
Well, this 28-year-old woman who's a lightweight MMA fighter. That means they kicking all in the head, stomping, you know, putting knees in your jaw, all in a cage. All this happening in a cage.
Wow.
She 28, got a male trainer. He's 62. His motto is ladies should be respected and protected all the time. He got a 20-year-old son that trains a female fighter, and he traveled with him. Then they went on this trip, and after the fight, they went out to a bar one night, and the coach's son came with us. So you bought a few beers for him because, you know, his daddy wasn't there. And, you know, just get him a little high, and then he got tipsy and started flirting with you. Your little ass, little lightweight, was drinking whiskey. Feeling good. Got to flirting back. Y'all went back to the hotel room and made love. Here where the letter start. It was the best sex I've ever had. And like I said earlier, it's because you a fighter. Yes, it's the best sex you ever had.
Well, what does that mean?
Because you were sleeping with a trainer, a person who trained fighters. Fighters traditionally are not known as good lovers because they too damn rough. Your ass is rough. That's why you by yourself now. You've been jumping on me and whooping their ass for 13 years. You too rough. We making love. What is you choking me for? This is supposed to be love. Get your elbow out of my damn jaw, girl. We in here making love. No, I don't want my damn back crack. We making love. What is you doing? I don't want to be in a full Nelson while you humping me. Let my neck go.
What?
I don't want this. You too damn rough. So now they dating and she tired of keeping it from the coach. So she decided to go in there and see the coach and tell him that her and her son is dating. It ain't go good. You damn right it ain't go better. What is he dating your crazy ass for? You too wild for my son. I want to have grandkids. I want my son to have a nice little lady come in the house. Won't nobody in there. You crazy. You're a fighter. This is what happened.
She's a fighter?
I'm telling you, this is what happened.
Okay.
Coach don't want his son dating nobody rough like you. Too damn rough. I told you. So I asked the coach if I could fight him for his son. Who say that?
Yeah.
What woman goes, well, hey, I tell you what, I kick your ass for you, boy.
I can't believe that.
I kick your ass for you, boy. How about that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, how about that? I'll fight you for your son. See, right there, little girl. See, you're right, you too damn rough. That's why you ain't got nobody. That's why you ain't going to keep this boy. You're not going to be able to keep this boy because you too damn rough. Then I was surprised he agreed to fight me. Now, you a little surprised at that because he's 62. That's a year less than me. He had a stroke in 2018. Obviously, he's fully recovered from it.
Obviously,
that stroke ain't take a full set in. See, now what your little ignorant ass need to learn before you start jumping, inviting men to ass whoopers, men's strength is different now.
Yes.
There's a lot of women that can whoop a lot of men, but you is a lightweight MMA fighter.
Yeah.
That's 112.
Tap out.
Now you just set up in here and grab this 62-year-old man. But see, you're not telling me about the arguing, because when you said it didn't go good, you left a bunch of stuff out. You call like him, what? Your old ass don't tell me what to do. Who the hell you call no? I called your ass, your old ass man. I'll fight you for you, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, run your little monkey ass over here. And that's what you
that's
did.
How it went down.
And you ran over there. He didn't punch you nothing, but he slammed. 2 seconds into the fight, he slammed you to the ground. So he didn't punch you. He just slammed you to the ground.
Yeah,
now your little ass passed out. Quit running up on these men over there. Y'all in the ring fighting for a man, but you ain't a man. And you fight another man. You passed out and urinated on yourself. Now that I can relate to directly.
What?
I have failed so hard.
How?
I peed all over myself. I fell down some steps.
What?
Let me tell you something.
Steve.
When I was about 12 years old, I fell down some steps. And when I got to the bottom of them steps, I started peeing.
What?
Yes. Yes.
So you understand which how she feel.
I was sitting on my steps one time. I was sitting on my partner Amp step. He had this big Labrador retriever. Uh-huh. And I didn't know the Labrador had got out the door. Next thing I know, I turn around. He licked my ear.
Mm-hmm.
But he barked soon as he did. Adam. Right there. I peed. Right there. So I've had some urinating on myself.
This is not about you.
No. He called me a fool and told me to get out. I guess Coach no longer thinks women should be respected and protected. He shouldn't have did that to you. I take that back. He really shouldn't have did that. And I'm thinking about pressing charge. Press charge for what? Y'all was in the MMA ring and y'all
you
fought
asked
for the man.
Fight.
And you got slammed. You passed out. You can't press charges for that. And then expect, you can't put this man daddy in jail and think he gonna still like you. You're too rough. You're too damn rough.
All right.
You can't arrest
right,
this man,
it,
daddy.
All right, you can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour from the talk, it will be our girl, Cheryl Underwood, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Carla's reality update. But right now, Steve, please introduce our girl from the talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, for further ado, she's here, Shirley Underwood.
Hey, Junior, it's Valentine week. Oh, sorry. Hi, Steve. I had to get to it. You know, you never know when you run out of time. You know, Junior, are you going to be anywhere in New Jersey anytime soon? Maybe this weekend, Saturday or something?
No, Underwood, I'll be in Houston.
Oh, well, I'll be at the Valentine All-Star Comedy Jam in New Jersey Performing Arts Center. You know, Lunel's going to be there. Have you and Lunel ever hung out? Do you like anybody like that? Kind of relaxing. You like her? And then Bill Bellamy's going to be there. He's hilarious, but he's not as funny as you, and he's not as handsome as you. That's great.
Well,
Don D.C. Curry, you know, he wear a good hat. You know, but he's not you. You know what I'm saying? You know, Black Ron going to be. It's going to be a good show. You know,
girl,
trying to get with Junior here. And it's possible. It is as possible as Bernie Sanders. Well, Bernie Sanders is looking kind of good in the primaries. Okay, it is as possible as Gucci.
Is
well,
Joe Biden going to be the Democratic nod for president? Do you think?
Listen, I was sitting with some friends. Today, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Democrats are going to do something that they really should not do. They're going to put Bernie Sanders up, and a lot of us going to stay home. And I hate it's going to happen.
Yeah,
Bloomberg and Biden together would be pretty good because you got experience and you got money.
That would be a great ticket. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, hey, we'll see when you get to South Carolina, though, Shirley. When you get to South Carolina, we said, hey, wait, I know I got a little bit of time left. Steve Harvey, you better stop playing coming on the talk. Boy, listen, tomorrow everybody check out Steve Harvey on the talk on CBS. We talking about your show on Facebook Watch. Steve got a talk show. Listen, that boy get jobs. But if you get jobs as fast as I'm going to get Junior, this would be a really great experience. Yeah, you be getting jobs as fast as I'm going to get Junior. Come and get Junior. What happened? Wait, man. What you say about me and Valentine? What you say we going to do? What you say?
Cheryl, have you promoted everything? Your time is running out.
Well, I'm promoting Steve Harvey on the show when he come on the talk. Matter of fact, bring me information about Junior when we talk in the break, Steve. But what was you saying, Junior? What you saying? Well, like, what cologne do Junior like? What his favorite snacks?
Hey, I got all that info for you. I'm turning on Junior. All of it.
Turn on him. Yeah. What is inseam? I can get him a suit. Yeah, Junior, it's on. You better
start. 30.
I'm committed to this.
His
300
30.
Waste. Right,
it's happening. It's
go,
happening,
girl.
Junior. 34. Happy Valentine's Day, Junior.
Same to you, Cheryl Underwood.
Thank you, Carlos. Okay, reality update coming up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.